Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The great Imam and Muhaddith, Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah, performed Hajj regularly. He would travel in a caravan with a lot of luggage, with numerous servants and many others whom he would sponsor. On one of his journeys for Hajj, he was accompanied by a servant who had a partridge with him, type of a bird. One day, while packing up camp, the servant discovered that his partridge had died. Knowing that it was carrion and thus could not be eaten, the servant left it at a dump nearby. So we are forbidden from eating carrion. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah was already seated on his horse when he suddenly caught sight of a young girl continuously peeping from the door of a house close to the dump. Realizing that she was trying to avoid being spotted and was waiting for a chance to emerge unseen, he turned pretending that he had not noticed her. She immediately came running to the dump, wearing only a lower garment, and as quickly as she could, grabbed the dead partridge and darted back home. Abdullah rahimahullah instructed his servant to knock on the door of the small house. The servant did as instructed, and the girl came to the door. Abdullah rahimahullah asked her why she had taken the dead bird, to which she replied, "I live here with my sister. We own nothing besides the lower garment I am wearing. Our father was a wealthy man, but when he passed away, we were oppressed and our share of the inheritance was snatched from us. We have since then lived in such poverty and hunger that even carrion is permissible for us to consume." So under this severe need, in this situation, it was permissible for them to consume this. "There is nothing in this home besides this lower garment. When I wear it, my sister has to go without anything to wear. This lower garment is our clothing, our bedding, and even our blankets." Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah inquired, Do the two of you have no guardian? "By the oath of Allah, no," she replied. Abdullah rahimahullah felt sympathy for their sorrowful plight and took pity on them. He sent a servant to bring back the luggage that he had sent ahead, and thereafter turned to his treasurer and asked, "Where is the money we brought for our traveling expenses?" "Around my waist," he replied. Abdullah rahimahullah had brought along a thousand gold coins. You can imagine the value of it in our times. He instructed the treasurer, "Keep 20 gold coins which are sufficient for our return home, and give the girl the remaining coins." So in other words, they didn't make Hajj. On the way for Hajj, Nafil Hajj this was obviously. On arriving back at the campsite, somebody asked him why he had cancelled his Hajj, to which he replied, "I was given the opportunity to earn a reward greater than that of Nafil Hajj." So from this incident we learn the priority and the need of the time. A person should know what is required from him at any given moment. Whatever the time demands, whatever the hour need of the hour is, then he should act accordingly. Sometimes shaitan, he deceives a person. He may be thinking he's doing something good, but there's a need for something else. For example, a person in this incident, this is a Nafil Hajj. Can we imagine a great personality like Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah? Very, very famous muhaddith, very, very learned alim of deen, and mujahid also. But he understood the need of the time. So sometimes we may be faced with certain situations where the need demands something else, but we want to do something else in the name of deen also. So this is the trick of shaitan. If you don't know, we should find out from the ulama. For example, simple example, a person has aged parents at home and they require his assistance and he cannot make any arrangements for them, but now he decides to go for Nafil Hajj, Nafil Umrah. So that will be incorrect. So what he has to do, he has to see to his parents and he has to look after them and not go for that Nafil Hajj or Umrah. So this is one example. And like that, there are many other examples. So if a person is not sure, he should find out from the mashayikh, from the ulama, the senior, those who got understanding of deen. So this is one lesson we can learn from this incident. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to practice and take lessons from the incidents of these pious.